a poor outlook for Christmas. But a certain Christmas season 2 years after Pat's arrival found things in bad condition on the Ballinger farm. The fruit crop, which was depended upon to carry them through the year, had been a failure. Some wood had been sold, but the returns from this were small, and as Christmas approached, Ballinger became worried and anxious. His children were not accustomed to any elaborate celebration of the day, but there always had been something for them. Now it looked as if there would be nothing. Pat fully understood the situation and was as much disturbed as his employer. So Pat now worried, said mean things about the world in general, and made daily trips to Old Mission to see if the mail had brought Ballinger the check expected for timber he had sold. In the gathering dusk of Christmas Eve, he was seen returning through the snow as if his life depended on his speed.
"Here you are!"
he shouted, wildly waving a letter.
"Here's the cash for the timber!"
Ballinger ran to meet him, his eyes sparkling. Then suddenly he stopped, his arms dropped to his sides, and he became the picture of a man greatly discouraged.
"Too late," he said. "We can make it up to them later, but Christmas won't be Christmas. There's nothing to be had this side of Traverse City."
Pat's face became as long as one of the gone pine trees. Old Mission boasted of only one little general store that could supply none of the things needed, and the only communication with Traverse City, aside from that furnished by the mail carrier, was supplied by a stage that made the trip twice a week. "I'll cross to Elk Rapids on the ice," he suggested, "and get the train."